The Gemara on Yudbeis and Aleph. The Gemara discusses a person holding a cup of a beer, and he started off by saying Berkei Agosin, and he ended off with Shachamim B'Doroi. Gemara starts with him with Yotera. So we learned that Rashi says he had one interpretation that we spent a lot of time on 2 weeks ago, and then the Ramban quotes interprets the Rishi. The Rishi has a different interpretation. And maybe tonight we'll just do a little bit of the Rishi. Just for a few minutes, the Rishi has another version, a different Girsa, and the Gemara, another version of what the Sofik is. So the Rishi also on the bottom of the Rishi. At the end of the first paragraph in Drachis, the Rishi comes up, there's one on the page. Page 12, yes. There's one Rebbe in Yeshiva, he doesn't like saying page numbers. He says the page that says on top of one and a two. You know, that's not a paradigm. They call on the page, and I don't need to own it. Yeah. I don't know what's the difference. Yeah. Page 12, there is. So they write it on the bottom of the, all the way on the bottom of the almost. Hole in the back. Page 12. So first he discusses Rashi's shot a little bit. So he says, first of all, Rashi's up here on the bottom of the first column, and they write it by the letter Dalit. The Balamor says, look, in Rashi, and Rashi has everything. Rashi has the correct shot. I don't understand what the Rif wants. The Balamor writes. I don't know what the Rif wants. Rashi has the correct. Here's the correct shot. Just look at Rashi. So the writer writes, Amar Abraham, he's referring to the Pirush HaTzafati. The French commentator, Rashi, says, Rabbeinu Shlaima. Who's Rabbeinu Shlaima? He says, Rabbeinu Shlaima HaTzafati. Okay. Then he says, V'hayinu mashlichim Pirush HaGlen Rabbeinu Chananu Kol Achagei Beinu. When we were younger, we used to reject the Girsas HaGoyim, Rabbi Goyim, and Rabbeinu Chananu. Acha Gevein, we threw it away over our shoulders, like you throw away some junk that you're not going to use, even though the writing was Asfardi from Paskia, no? The writing was also from Provence, the same area where the Balor was from Provence. That he should have really followed the tradition of the Girsas HaSfardi, since when they were younger, they rejected the Girsas of the Pirush HaGoyim and the Rabbeinu Chananu Acha Gevein. And he says, and we were making a big mistake because Rashi's pshat is a teller. The Torah Ha'il, we made a mistake because Rashi and Tosfos learned that the Gemara divided like Shita was. The person said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shahakom Yidvara. He drinks a cup of beer, so what could be wrong? But when he said, the issue of the Gemara was, when he said, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, he had in mind to theorize Baruch Yadrofi, which wouldn't have been acceptable on beer. But then with the Sof, he realized that it's not wine, it's beer. So he says, the Tosfos couldn't understand what it is. It discussed, whoever heard that Kavana, they had the wrong Kavana, so it ruins the Bracha, I miss the same thing of Kavana. So that started a whole discussion in the Mishnah, that's why what's the Pshat in the Gears of Rashi. Why, what is the Makom of his topic? So that's what one of the main tightness against Rashi is. We never found anywhere in the world to gam the bracha mishum kavana acheres. Never heard that a bracha should be possible. That a bracha is not good because you had the wrong kavana mishum tamir with a bracha. And even in Kriya Shema, kvar yadayin of Yom Hashem, even in Kriya Shema, shum and acheres, and mitzvah and acheres, if you say Kriya Shema, ain't a kavana v'yakvot, so kuts mi pasuk rishon. Only pasuk rishon, you have to have kavana tamir with a bracha. The rest of the Kriya Shema is only kavana, no? So why should anybody in his right mind think of Kosh Kinzesh and Kavan Shei Baruch Baruch? Here he has reason to say Baruch and Baruch, he thought he was going to theorize Baruch and Baruch, and then he said he's called Shaka Nehmet Baruch. So why does it make sense, well, why is there a sign at all to say that it should be no good? How could that be in his Bible Lekshi? That was Tosfos Kashi, so Tosfos gave the answer, there are different versions of the answer. So he holds that Kashi cannot be answered. And then he says the Kirsa issue, that's what the Ramban quoted. Ramban was after the Ravid, the Ramban Ramban quotes from the Ravid verbatim. He often will not even tell you that he's quoting from the Rabbi. He was such a popular statement, so it was understood. He writes those words understood. About a foolish also, a lot of times in Vayikra, quotes verbatim from the Pirush HaRaavad on the Torah Tehani, without giving him credit. A family was a double Yadula that he's quoting from the Rabbi. There's a few famous teachers in Ramban, a few Chidushim on the Ramban and Vayikra, that say the Pirush and the Rabbi, that he's quoting. He was on the Gemara Kisteda, the Muhammad a lot of times. We don't know, we don't have all of the Haskalah that the Rabbi printed on Ramban in the page. They have more scoring by the Rabbi, because of Shon, this is Hasogis, this is Hasogis on the Balamor. Then there was the Ragged has Hasogis on the wrist. He has two different stories. Hasogis on the wrist and Hasogis on the Balamor. So we don't have everything printed on the bottom of the page. Sometimes we printed another spot. So very often you'll see, you'll check through, you'll see that the Mohammed very often will quote verbatim a few lines from the Ragged without giving him credit. Apparently it was McPherson in his time that he's quoting from the Ragged. He did not say to give credit. So this time also the next time that the Ramban quotes from the right, but this time against Rashi, that their Girsa doesn't have Pasach Adaita, their Kamro, the seeing that the Shifra doesn't have Adaita, so it's Pasach to the Kamro. He started off by saying, Barfi Agopin. So obviously, he didn't say, Bar Pasach Hashem Lachem Lachem, the Shakam Libet Bore. As I call Pasach, did the Kamro, it's Pasach Adaita, so they don't have the Girsa Adaita. So therefore he says, family in his older age, he decided that when he was younger, he made a mistake and he felt that Rashi chose correct. Like the Balamor, they used to learn the Chavrusa, the Balamor, the Rabbi, learn the Chavrusa. That's what I have to understand each other. Rashi wrote a sefer on Hilchas Nida, that's called the Balamor Nefesh, so we have to have Togas of the Balamor, the Balamor Nefesh. And on the Gemara, on the Rish, so we have to have Togas of the Rabbi and the Balamor. And he writes, they learn the Chavrusa. The Rabbi writes, sometimes he writes Hashtag on the Balamor, go on for me eating. And the Gamma Dutch people started to me, he learned the Chavrusa, and I said it, and he wrote it in his own letter. But he writes, there was a period of time when he learned together with the Balamor, that they both felt that Rashi's shot is correct, and now when he gets older, he feels that it's not correct. So on the top of the second column, he starts in the right of Mayako, now that he's come to the realization that Rashi had a different Girsa, we don't have that Girsa, and the shot doesn't make sense, the whole thing is wrong. They have to write the Yeshua list of Tila Shagornim. You have to accept the Pshat of the Gornim. But the Ramban wrote that within the Tila Shagornim there are two Girsas. So he explained one version. Now the writer is going to have a completely different version, a completely different Pshat. What the Bible of Sheet is. You have to Yeshua list of Tila Shagornim, Shetirshu, and the Pshat runs as follows. So Mark starts off by saying, Sheet is he has a cup of wine, and he starts off by saying, Shahakol Niyah Vizvaray. And he finishes off her prayer brachah, and that's not valid because even if he would have completed the brachah, I think shakal would have been good because the yadis said shakal bira halfulam shakal yotza, even on wine and even on bread. The Rashi learned his shakal. Rashi said, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, now it's already intending to conclude a shakal in his varam, and that is included, but prayer brachah, so that's good. And the writer doesn't like that shakal intending to conclude, so how does he learn shakal? He says, Pshita, this we know, on the top line, in the second column of the right, ever the knock cast of the chamra, he holds a cup of wine. The sober did shikru, and he made a mistake, and he thought that it was beer. But after this shikru, he said, I'm going to go, what to take his up. So he says, Kigon sha'omar, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shahakol, and he didn't finish near the Torah. Shahakol, Bairi, Kri HaGosem. He started, he said the beginning, but he didn't finish. That's why he's going to learn the whole Gemara like that. He started the other Hatzimah, but he didn't finish. Pasach means he started the other Baruch, but he didn't finish it. Shafila Siyam, so the Gemara says the reason why he gets is what Shafila Siyam, the Shif and Ami Yosef. But that's not Shaila. We'll soon see it in the air. So what is the stuff together? Half of the knock, if he's holding his hand, much of the Shikra, has the cup of beer in his hand. Well, first off, to the Chamer, he starts off by saying, then he realizes that it's not wine, it's beer, he says, Shakam, and his water, and what's within mine? That's what we're going to get to. So what's the topic? So he seems to assume, if he would have said, well, if he had gotten and correct himself, said, maybe Shakam, and his water, no good. Right, he seems to go and that that's no good. Has he finished the Baruch already? Baruch Atah Hashem came out for him, where is the Agafen? The Agafen doesn't have any shayla, doesn't fit in with beer. So he's not here. So even though he corrects himself, first thing indeed, when he says Shahakol Nimitra, he holds that it's no good. But the Ramban holds that Zabat Pasha, that is good. Ramban learns that's what the Gemara says, that that's for sure good. And what Tesis didn't, what Tesis holds in Tzadash Mar is good. Tesis learns like Rashi. Tesis learns Pasha Hadaita. So according to Tesis, his mother doesn't say a word. Just the day that the person says, I'm young to the doctor, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShachis, and then he corrects himself, and he says, Tesis Adiba, Mekadosh Tzol Azman. So the Gemara doesn't say a word about that. The Tesis says it's good. Tesis said, it's not a Gemara that is good. They don't even need a Gemara. The Ramban holds that that's the Gemara that is good. So the writer says, no, that's not good. You can't correct an erroneous Baruch Atah Hashem Adiba. But the only Shaila is, he didn't finish. So he doesn't have to correct it. He doesn't have to finish the first Baruch. So now what's the topic? My, what's Allah? So what should be the problem? Shiran Tai Bata Psychazina Kalaimar. So he explains what the issue is. Every bracha has to have Shemu Malkus. If you say, and why can't you correct the bracha so to the Gipur? What's wrong? Say, bracha, that's what I'm going to. You realize that it's beer, so you say, Shachem, what's wrong? So he says, because the bracha requires Shemu Malkus. And the Shemu Malkus only relates to the first part of the bracha. We have a cloud. Later in the Gemara, then test. The Gemara has a cloud. Ein Chaisne Mishnayim. Let's say a person is in a rush. So he wants to say all the birchas hashacha quickly. So he says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Amelech HaNasach Mila Hakka Negyan Lovin. Ve'inoy lo v'shalol ha'ani goy, v'shalol ha'ani rab, v'shalol ha'ani isho, ma'a v'shalim ha'ein lo. Okay, I think the matasim, v'chumim, v'chumim. He says everything. There's one Shem and Malta. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, Amen Teres, we have a cloud like Noisa Mitzvah, Chaviloi, Chaviloi, you're not allowed to do that. But it doesn't say, what if he did it? What if he did do it? But yeah, but you wouldn't be Yaisa, would you not be Yaisa? It doesn't say the Teres. So that's a Shailon Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham Tatsu is the Yerdi Wayas. The Yerdi Wayas. Machmaj, some folks love the Yerdi Yaisa. So the Magen Avraham Tatsu is not Yaisa, but Yerdi. That every block has to have a Shem Amal, so the Shem Amal is only related to the first part. He says, Bari Priya Gopin. Hashem, okay, now we'll call Bari Priya Gopin, so the Shem Amal is only related to that. Then he says, Shaka Di Masara, he says, the Shem Amal, so that's no good. The Mar is the Bayez, the Lord Jesus, he didn't finish Bari Priya Gopin. He said, Bari Priya, and then he says, Shaka Di Masara, my, should I say that it's already a God, because he started. So the Shem Amal can no longer relay. It's a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnayim. The whole Ein Chayis Mishnayim is no good even for the other. The whole Ein Chayis Mishnayim is no good even for the other. So should I say, but the Tzicha is leading to Lima. Ha-Hazkar of the Ha-Malkus. The Shem. Hazkar means the Shem Hashem. Hazkar. The Shem Malchus is the first one. And if I let sheep is, that only that the Shem Malchus is Dr. Hat. If you concluded the first bracha, or even if he just plucked up, even if he just began the first bracha without finishing, Klaima, Mar, should I say Bracha Psychas in the Klaima? How's Korba, Malchus, and Melabor, Tree, Shulbicha, Sayayin? The Shem Malchus only relates to the first part. Abel, Shahakalim, Lalay, House Korba, and Malchus, no Shem, no Malchus, no Bracha. Or Dilma, Noah, Hasima, Nami, Tiny, why? Because he never finished. So he says the topic is because he didn't finish the Bari Priya, so he says the topic whether the Shem Malchus can go on the second part or not. And then there's a Yusuf and the Rif and from the Goinim that the Ramban talks about. The Balamor attacks the Rif. But the Rif says that there are two things that are Shita. So he says, we don't have that in our Gemara. Our just has one thing is Shita, one thing is Mevoyma. The thing that Shita was, he's drinking wine and he starts off Pasach. It is Shichro, he starts off with Shahakal. And he finishes Bar Pia Gop, and then for sure it's a good Baracha. So even if he would have just said Shahakal, it would have been good. And he said, like Shita was the reverse. He's drinking beer and he starts off Pasach with a Chamra. And if he was finished with a Chamra alone, he would not be Yosef. You see, in this Shichro, so is it good or is it not good? That's the Bible Shita. But the Balamor says, we don't have an argument in the Gemara that says, this is A and B, Shita and C is the Bible Shita. We don't have that. So the Rabbit says, you're not supposed to have Inami. There's no, but like I've seen an Inami. That's what that says, is A and B, two things of Shita. One thing is Shita, what we said, and the other thing is the Sophist. The in Israel, if you have such a Gersa that it says, there's another thing that's Shita, so what's the other thing? I think I've seen a Shita. Read as follows. You know, I'm hechid enough to cast the shikhra of the yodei. It's holding a cup of beer. First of the shikhra of the sin, the kamra, no, yodza. That's the gear that you're not hearing.
Why?
So what do the words mean? What does it mean? He starts off in the ship and he said Shahako Miya, and he didn't finish the verse. He said Shahako. And he didn't finish it. And then he says, Baruch Hashem, so that's the Shika, that it's no good. So Shahako he never said, Baruch Hashem is no good. That will say all things without any gears. Even if you don't have any gears, like that, we'll be proud to get the right. So he says, if you have a gear in your army, that's what it should say like you. Why? Abadi not here, he said, Abadi Hasim and Dinah, well, you gotta say, Shakal, you know, you haven't finished Shakal. You haven't finished Shakal, but you have got to know there's nothing to discuss. Now the Gemara has the Bible of Shita, so the Gemara says, Toshma, did I go back there? Yeah. I go back to Toshma, so Rashi had his interpretation. Rashi Adaita. He started with Baruch HaTah, someone came up on my Adaita, and say, I said, I'm out of love, and then he said the correct stuff. He said, you're still a Baruch HaShem. That's how Rashi learned. The Ramban had a dance in a different shot, that he said the correct Nusach HaBrocha, and then he corrected himself erroneously, because the Dibur, he made a Hazar of the Torah, says the Dibur, dance in a different shot. That's how the Ramban learned. And the Ramban learned, no, that the Pshat and the Brash is like this. That's the pshat in the Toshma also. How do you go brighter? The brighter says, Shachris, Pasach, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Melech Oilem. Mehmeh is Melech Oilem. So it means, Baruch, dot, Atah Hashem, okay, Melech Oilem, said everything. Yoytzeror, but he didn't finish. So you say Yoytzeror, you're not Yoytzeror. You gotta say Yoytzeror, Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to finish it. He never finished. And then he switched to Hashem, the Baruch Atah Hashem, the Baruch Atah Hashem, that's a zikr lo yotzeh. That's a vada lo yotzeh. Because he didn't finish the yotzeror. He didn't finish the bracha. And he concluded my barom, nothing to discuss. The mairis, pasach, the mairis barovim, chula shama, oh. Pasach, the mairis barovim, by shakris. He starts off with mairis barovim, what did he say? Shama. Baruch Atah Hashem Ken Melech Olam. Beit Men Hei Baruch Melech Olam. Rukubay. Baruch Hashem B'Dvar Marav Arabim. And if you would say by Marav Hashem B'Dvar Marav Arabim, period, you're not here. You didn't finish the bracha. So that's what we said was an Ibaid Leib Shita previously. You start off saying the wrong bracha, but then you corrected yourself before you finished the wrong bracha. Whether the Shema Malchus relates to the later part of the bracha that was correct. That's how the writer learns to stop. Baruch Hashem, Melech Olam, Shem Zohar, Ma'arav Rav, and doesn't finish, and he said, Yotzer, Baruch Hashem, etc. Yotzer Amar, it says in the Braitha, Yotzer, Alma, what do you conclude from the Braitha? Ha'azkara, Ba'amalchus, the Shem of Malchus, that you said at the beginning, relates to the Hasimah, Ha'asimah, Namishadin Allah. It relates also to the Hasimah, because he never finished the first bracha. He's mashmat, he would have finished the first bracha. It wouldn't relate to the Hasimah, because he never finished it, so it's good, so it does relate. Mishmach, Yotzer. So that was the Gemara Sakache. That was the Gemara Sakache. It says Nishita Bivaya. That the Shem Malchus does relate to the Hasima. No. It's Shachris. No, this part of the Brayse is Shachris and Pasach the Ma'ariv Arabim. Lo Yotza period. Yes. Ma'ariv Arabim Lo Yotza period. Then it says Pasach the Ma'ariv Arabim. It goes not about Shachris. Pasach the Ma'ariv Arabim the Chule. Yes. It's the straight to give you something more. That's along the lines of Rashi. His interpretation, everything along the lines of Rashi. So he says, Nifshat HaDivaya. So the Gemara says, no, there's no right. Maybe the Yolam, the Shem HaMalchus, that you said in the beginning, can't relate to the Hasima because it's very Ogahat, because you started the Psicha of a wrong Bracha. So it can't be late. All right, so how come it says, if you say, as long as the Hasima is good, if you go to the Bracha and Shakra, so he says, Yolam HaMalchus, because of the last line, he said, Yolam HaMalchus. And if Yerke Malka says, Baruch Atah Hashem Ma'arav Olam, the last line, the same as Rashi. Then the Hemshech HaGmar goes right to like Rashi. Then the Gemara says, that's only Niche. I'm going to Rabbi Yechim, when the Baruch HaNit Shem, who Malchus HaShem, a lot of good. But on Niche, that's only good if you don't like Rabbi, Baruch HaNit Shem does mean Malchus. So you say, Yerke, no, that's fine. You are Makatsura Baruch. I have to give you Makatsura Baruch. He made a Pesachus Baruch, and some Baruch into a just a Chesenis Baruch. But the Ramban, yes, I can't even give two answers, then we just go through the lesson. So when you said in the beginning, I said the Dvarim, Ma'ariv, Barovim, that doesn't happen, that same as Rashi. Everything, the Hemshech and Mother is like Rashi. But the whole issue that's involved is not Rashi's issue. The interpretation of the Hemshech and Mother came out the same as Rashi, but the writer had the Ramban had everything backwards. It comes to this, all different interpretations. But the rest of the night it is the same as us. Okay.
I understand the first sheet is the total glass of wine.
Why is it so fast that is good? That some vegetables you say bari mini d'shoyim, and other vegetables you say bari pi adom. So the Gemara says, why does Rabbi say like that? So the Gemara runs out from the front. That's a lamin heim and alas. And my friend says, Rabbi says, Ali Yerof used to say, Rabbi on the bari mini d'shoyim, some vegetables are bari pi adom, and some are bari mini d'shoyim. So the Gemara, mem amir alas, he asks, my time is Rabbi Yudah. And Rabbi Yudah come up to say such an aifah that you have to say every vegetable has its own bracha. So the Gemara runs out from the front. He can see the baruch Hashem yom yom. That to give the baruch on the bracha daily. They do not only by yom and not by laila. So the first chapter is yom yom every day. That's the daytime part of the day. Shoot this on mikra. Now has an additional comment. Whereas the chiv by yom v'achon also by laila, yom v'achon also, and the first very wide line on the daf. A man of rabbi. So the yom v'achon also by laila, yom v'achon also. That's on daf man nomer alus. Every laila v'achon yom v'yom tayla niyem bechayso. Achanami kol nimen nimen tayla niyem bechayso. So the man learns that, and that's part of the chivim. An additional level of interpretation. When you say a brachon, you say tefila, you should be mesarei. You should have tefila. When you daven on Shabbos, you should mention that today's Shabbos. When you daven on Yom Tov, you should mention today's Yom Tov. Panic is here. You should mention the tirus of the Yom. So too, Rabbi Yehoshua, when you say brach on each kind of vegetable, you divide the vegetables into two categories. So Rabbi Yehoshua, you have to say brach on the four edges. The Rabbanan and the Yom also agreed. The Rishonim, the Rabbanan also agreed to that. Otherwise, they say shachal on everything. How can they say the Yom Tov, no Adama, and Hamaitzi, and both have brach on the Ha'it? The answer is also, they also agree, Baruch Hashem Yom 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 Yom. But in the Machlek is to what extent, to what degree do you require the Tirus? But they all agree to that. So, that each Tirus, everybody's asking up to the air, if you shed a bracha without Tirus, it would be good, provided that the bracha fits in. Say, go to Agwapan on water, it doesn't fit in. When you say, Shachal Nimit Vara on wine, then it does fit in. So the fact that the Mishnah says, Al-Kul, Mubil Shachal Yotso, why? So Shachal Nimit Vara fits in to wine. So that's what the Gemara meant to say, not that you have to be the end, because let it remain the Torah Shahakal and it'd be good. No, it's not the Torah Shahakal. The Gemara means to say, since Shahakal would have been good on wine, so Shahakal is not considered Hitzik being an Acher over here to say that the Shemim Mafis only goes on the Shahakal and doesn't go on the Barthi Agosin. No, it rather goes on the Barthi Agosin. Because the Shahakal can blend in with the Barthi Agosin. Well, I'll argue that if you wouldn't say Shahakal would have been good to the Ebed, therefore here it's also good to the Ebed, not because the blessed Abrachos and Shahakal, no. The blood of Barthi Agrafen. But it's good because it's not Nafsik to Shem Amalta that it shouldn't go by them. But Barthi Agrafen would be Nafsik that it shouldn't go by them. If you say Barthi Agrafen on the ear, there has no Shaykhus at all, that would be Nafsik. But the issue was, he never said Barthi Agrafen. He said Barthi, he never finished it. So that's how they write about the violation. Okay.
This is easy. You make up a walk, and before you finish the walk, you Nafsik the walk with something else. You say, hello, and I'm going to give you salt.
Yes, is this that you have to say the bracha all day? What would you consider the bracha? Even if you finish the bracha and then you mask it before you eat it, the Gemara says also you have to say over the bracha, unless they have the klag, he says, Habri Melach, and he says, ten la'orchim, or he says, ten la'orchim.
Even this is on the drocha, the Gemara says, you're not permitted to be mafsik between the drocha and the mitzvah mafsik. You have to say over the Gemara. If you're talking between shalan and shalosh, you have to say over another drocha. You have to repeat a drocha because you are mafsik. You're not permitted to be mafsik. So he is not on the hefsik. That's the reason. And the chassid is, because a lot of times don't realize, the rabbi says, Berkri, I'll go from to them. So they're not supposed to talk to them after they drink the wine. So a lot of times it takes a long till the next rabbi comes up. The next rabbi has seven brokers there. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say this block, so they start joking with each other, start saying, I'm not going to tell you, I should cut that token. And then later on they drink the wine inside a Barkyard Rothen. They have to drink the Barkyard Rothen and they're drinking their wine.
They have a piece of soda a lot of times, for sure. It's not a lot of times. And then you make a block on this. So he makes a block, huh? And then
If you're right, you're supposed to hold the Dovishel Bracha, that the Bracha be next to in the right hand, the Shatah Bracha. But the evidence you weren't holding it, it would also be good. That's not supposed to hold. The Akronim say, the Nakhlashim, according to this, Akronim say, when a rabbi is in the Sami Kiddushin, and he says, Bracha Bracha, and he has to tell the Chosim Kala, have in mind to be Yotzeh. They just have a Makhlashim, where he tells him to shoot, and he tells him to have me. Before you say how much you love him in the heart, you want to be much to the day 5 years, they say to the shoes me. Please everybody pay attention. Listen and be your thing. And before you say word for Yagofen on Kiddush or on Abdullah, if you want the other people to drink the wine, you say Sabri. That's the guy that say Mazirim alayayin or Marshim alapas. He says Sabri, Mazirim, they made a verb out of it. Mazirim alayayin or Marshim alapas, say the shoes.
I heard one that says Sabri, you have to have, when you think wine, you should
Now the thing is they don't say anything. But the Akhredim said you gotta say something. You have to tell the person called, they should pay attention. And they shouldn't talk, and they should drink it afterwards. They should know that this bracha is up because the Messiah is not drinking the wine. He tells you, pay attention, these brachas are for you. I remember Rav Soloveitchik, when he was in Messiah's position, he always used to say loud, stop reading, and he used to say, brachas are often. I remember him saying. He said that's what it says in our friend, that's what Taka says. Makwai doesn't say Sabri, he used to say
Sabri.
No. They give a reason that the only reason what, I don't understand what it means. I think the our friend said the only reason why you say Sabri, I'm lying, is because you said something else before. You said, Yomashisha Fula Shamayim, or you said, Hini Kerish Lassi. You said a whole list of before. So then you say Sabri, but by the Birchas Erisin, you didn't say anything before, and then you say Rishut. Then it's the same as this. You don't say anything before.
Yeah.
No, I'm Leil Yantzis.
Leil Yantzis.
I don't know.
When you make Kiddush Yeshua, you shouldn't say that, because especially nowadays, we don't have Torah. The only reason you make Kiddush Yeshua Friday night is because you want to be...
Who's going to drink the wine? When you say Kiddush Yeshua, who's going to drink the wine?
So you should have
a child that read. You should pay attention to the right thing with it.
The child that comes to the right, you should have taken it. You can say the wrong
thing. No. I don't know, the child is older, if I say that it's every means to pay attention, so you're going to say, yeah, you also say so.
Yeah, I think you say so.
Okay, we spent a long time. Let's go back. You say something else. You say something else. That's the end, that's what we're going to do. Not the task of the family. No, Rashi intends it to be one shot, and the Ramban had another shot, and the Rabban had a third shot. Enough, there are more than three. But that's enough. Let's go back to the Gemara. Amar al-Bakir in the Sabbath Mishmeidu, I'll quote to the name of Rab. The Mishnah says, he's referring back to the Mishnah, you're out and out.
The Mishnah says that you're supposed to recite Kriya Shema in Derech HaSeh. The brachas before and the brachas after. And the brachas, each one of the brachas is supposed to spell out the theme of the one of the paragraphs of the Kriya Shema. There are three parshas in the Kriya Shema. So the first parsha of Kriya Shema is Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah Hashem. Yichud Hashem, we believe in one God. So the first bracha of Kriya Shema, both by Yom and by Laila, is that we believe that there's one God who made both the light and the darkness. Not like those old Abadi Zohar who think that there's two different gods. We believe it's one God. So that's the first bracha of Kriya Shema, both by Yom and by Laila, is Mechuvan Kenegad, the theme of the first parsha. And the second bracha, so there's a different, slightly different set by Shachris and by Ma'ar. By Shachris, it says is on the daytime, but we mentioned that the same Boreal also created nighttime. And by nighttime, the main stress is on the nighttime, and we also add on that he also created daytime, the same Boreal. And then the second bracha is also Mechuvan Kenegad, the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Chabobah Falmitzis and Libur HaTayr, so that's Avarabar Avisalem. And the third, and the third parsha in Kriya Shema is Yitzias Mitzray. The main purpose why we have the third parsha is Yitzias Mitzray. The Gemara says that they picked the parsha of Pitzis because it has so many additional themes. But leaving out the additional themes, what's the main thing? The main purpose why you discuss the entire third parsha is in order to be Maski Yitzias Mitzray by Yom HaBalayla. So that's why the third bracha that you recite after the Kriya Shema, after the parsha of Shema, is either Emes V'yasev or Emes Lemur. That's what that Gula, he concludes Gula Mishra. And that is not Yadon or Farshkideh. That's an additional Gula. So the Gemara has a comment on the discrepancy between Bayom and Balayla. How come Emes V'yamuna is Balayla and Emes V'yasev is Bayom? So he says that that's based on a cross. The cross will learn Emes V'yasev, Shach, with Emes Amuna Arbis, or Yotri, Vechre, Vosdoi. You have to say, Dabke, this Nus of Bayom and this Nus of Balayla. Two different discourses. How do you know Shinema? Is based on this cross. It can deal with Mahagiba Breka Chazdecha. When you daven in the morning, you mention Chazdei Hashem. And at night, when you daven Ha'ilat, I'm also going to mention Chesed Amuna. What exactly is this contrast between Chesed and Amuna? The first one says two pshotim. The first pshat, they quote, the first pshat is Rashi, word for word, and then they have Inami. The first pshat is what Rashi says also, that Mahagiba Breka Chazdecha, that in Shachris, in the Birchas Kriya Shema, in Emes, the Yatsis, all you mention is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us in the past. We don't speak about anything that is going to do in the future. Now, Shani came, then with Oshka Baleilois, we mentioned that we have a Munah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill all the promises that He gave us. Then with Oshka Pirish, Medav Baal Oshka, Shana Mestap, we have a Munah, and we hope, Shayishma Haftachas Raman Oshka, Yigolena Me'aram Lochen. And we mentioned that in the Bracha, of one long prophet called Emes V'yamuna, and it goes till Gog Yisroel. In the middle we mention that Lashi Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a real Gula. But then, but the Iker, we mentioned that also, that's an additional theme, but the main theme is supposed to be Gog Al Yisroel. And the text, the Gemara makes the contrary. The Gemara in Abish Shafra says, when you Abish Shafra after you say, Goel Yisroel, the Baruch Hu in presence, he is the Goel Yisroel, because we're asking him, Eilo Yanyenu, to give us a Gula. So we mentioned he is the Goel Yisrael. In the Bracha of Kriya Shema, he must be one Goel Yisrael in the presence, he's saying the test. So we're not speaking about the fact that he is the Goel and we're asking him to help us out. We're just saying that he did the Gula. So Taisus just says that even though in Myers you speak about the future and you mention that we have a Munah the Rosh, and we're going to keep all of his promises and the things that are going to take place, we don't conclude Goel Yisrael. The Hasim is the same Goel. So the Iker is that the third block, Emes Amunah, is Mechuvan Kenegad, the third part of Kriya Shema, that's the Shorbar. By Laila, you have an additional thing, but that's not the Iker thing. The Iker thing really is the Season Tar. But that's why you have to conclude Goal Yisrael, or Shorbar. If you conclude Goal Yisrael, then Samach Lachatzimah, you have to repeat that thing. So although in Ma'ariv, when you say Emes Amunah, you mention about what's going to be in the future, but after that, before Goal Yisrael, you return back to the past. You return back to the past to speak about the Season Tar in order to conclude Goal Yisrael. Well, besides Abraham the Chayzer Lagula de Paro, and at the end of Emes V'yamuna and Myers, you return back to Paro, even though we spoke in the middle of the Baruch HaZad Lashli Lavoi, but then we switch back to Paro because they mispoke with Goal Yisrael, because the Gemara had later in that Tomach Lachasimah before the Baruch HaTashem Goal Yisrael, it's not Goel, Goal Yisrael, you have to mention something right before that about the same thing, about the Pair. That Le'en HaChasim, that's the Gemara. That's the first shot that I said, that's what Rashi says also. The Chesed means the Chesed of Hashem. the past, and Amunah means what Hashem promised and is going to do in the future, that we have Amunah that is going to keep us up. And why talk it? Why is this Balayla and this is Bayom? Why would they miss out on the Pasuk? It's okay, the Pasuk will kill us. What's the judgment? Remember when the Rav said Adrasha once on this, Maria, many years ago, so he just added on that, that this Yom is representative of the signs that were not in Golas. The sun is shining when things are light. And Laila is representative of the Zman HaGolas. So when you live in the Zman HaGolas, when there's a Zman HaKorban, so then you hope for the future that things are going to get better. So that's why in the Nusach HaBracha of Laila, we speak about the wonderful future that's in store for us. And it's both a promise, and we believe it's going to fulfill the promises. And Bayom, when you daven Bayom, so you speak as if you're in a time that everything is fine. You don't have to worry about the fact that it's such a bad matzav that you hope for the future. So you just speak about Chesed, about the things in the past, that everything you did was wonderful. That's the first shot that takes it. Then it hasn't gotten to that different shot.
They only say Shira Bayom, they don't say Shira Bayom.
Yeah, that's on the first block, and you only have the Kedusha Samalach in Bayom and not Bayom. That's another discrepancy. That's another discrepancy between Yom and Lot.
Right.
The Rav suggested that someone wrote up in the last issue of the Oram Mizrach, if you're interested in looking up. One of the boys wrote up Russia, the Russia that Rav Soloveitchik said in Maria when he made the seal. He learned Brachas for many years, 11, 12 years, just the last few years. So at the end, there was a big scuba and the Rav had the whole Russia. So part of the Russia was, that's what this boy wrote up, part of the Russia was as follows. That the Rambam has in the Sefer Mitzvah a klal, when do you count, let's say, Dalek Minim on Sukkot, a mitzvah to shake a little bit of Nesek Hadassah, is he counted as one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? So the Rambam says he counted as one mitzvah. What about Tzimor Shriyat and Tzimor Shriyat? He's going to count it as two mitzvahs. How does he know what to klal? How do you know when to count it as one mitzvah, when to count it as many mitzvahs? So the Rambam postulates a rule. He says, whenever them Ma'atim there, if you don't have all four, Lulav and Estrig and Hadassah and others, so it's already given to pick up three, or two, or one. You don't have any kim at all. So since the Makim is there, that's one issue, because you need everything all together. Masha'ini Kain, Sinon Shoyad and Sinon Shorosh, true, there is a relationship, and you have to first put on the Shoyad, and you're not supposed to be Mastik, there's a status, and it is obviously a relationship, everyone knows. The Rambam's opinion is, since the Mishnah says that Sinon Shoyad and Sinon Shorosh, the Makim is there, you can do one without the other, so that says that's really two different. That's the Rambam's clause. So the Rambam writes that Kriyashma, the mitzvah to recite Kriyashma chakras and others, he counts as oneness. So the Ramban is Masik, how can it be? But the Rambam says there. Let's say you missed, you overslept, so you didn't daven Shabbat, you didn't daven Ma'ariv, so you say, you don't have to daven the other seal either. Whatever the units of the seal are, how do the units go? So Ma'ariv chakras Mincha, or those chakras Mincha, whatever it is. So let's say, whatever you'll think, whatever you'll assume the system is, so if you missed the first one, would you say, don't bother saying the second Kishma? Of course not. Kishma shall shock the first one out. It's not the absence of the Ramban related. The Ramban has that cash, the Ramban argues with the Ramban. In the Ningram Mitzvah, the Ramban holds that it's counted as two Mitzvahs. So why does the Ramban hold that you can't Kishma shall shock the Kishma shall arrive as one Mitzvah? This is the cash that the Rav addressed himself to. So the Yoram the Ramban has the cash. The Yoram the Ramban has the kasha on more things also. The Rambam counts Tamar Shal Shachar, Tamar Shal Zer Abayim, also as one Mitzvah. So the Ramban has that also. They're not the Akim Zer Zer. The Mishnah in the Nath is not the Akim Zer Zer. So why shouldn't you count those as two Mitzvahs? And Tamar Shal Shachar, and Tamar Shal Zer Abayim is also two Mitzvahs. So the Ramban argues on all three. He argues on Teres, and on Tamar Shal Shachar, Tamar Shal Zer Abayim, and on Kriyashma. That means that's three Mitzvahs, there's six, and each one is two. So the Rav gave a teretz over here, maybe he wants to work out the same teretz. He only, in that shir, he only gave the teretz to Ramban, he has to open a shir ma'ata. The Rav gave a teretz on Kriyashma. Maybe one could have, based on this mahala, continue to give the same shikul further by the Talmud and by the teretz as well. So by Kriyashma, the Rav suggested, well, Der HaDrush, I don't know if he really meant a lacha like this, he gave a Der HaDrush, said like this, that Rashi and the Rambam have a machlokes, how to translate the Tirish Amin, it's Ma'isa Hashem of Gengel, Hashem Echor. What does the last two words mean, Hashem Echor? So Rashi Akon is translated as follows. Shema Yisrael. whatever that means, that's a different question.
I just think myself, leave that out.
Okay.
That's going to be a different discussion.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's
sure.
Yankee volcano?
Yeah. Okay. Well, what is Hashem volcano? Hashem, who is our God now, and all the nations of the world don't accept him as God, love is loved by Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad is Shmei Echad. Rashi says that's tied in his pasuk. Hashem Shehu, Achshav Olam Hazeh, Elokeinu, the Lord Echeinu Umay, love is loved by Hashem Echad, he will be. So the pasuk is speaking about the glorious future that's in store for the world. Everything is going to end up good in the end of the day when Moshiach will come. That's how Rashi learns in the Rambam. Why not? The Rambam learns that this part is saying the monotheism. And that's how because it's what we were saying the whole time. And why do you have to be marking it at Yom HaLazir Svalavayom? Because the first Rosh of Kreshma is supposed to be Mechubim Kenege, the first Parsha in Kreshma, and the first Parsha stresses Achdus Hashem, one God, monotheism. So you have to stress, Midat Yom HaLazir Svalavayom. Not like the Torah's Ha'umayis, that the things that Mishabar Yom Labar Laila, Mishabar Laila Labar Yom, no, we believe in one God. So according to Rashi, that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. The Rav suggested, no, maybe Pshat is both. Suppose you can have an even in by the Goyim. You can have a person write a book and it has two meanings. You can write a sentence and have two kavanas. You have many sukkim in the Chumash, you have more than one kavanah. You have both kavanas, Rashi's kavanah and the Rambam's kavanah. So which should be the Ikar kavanah? Which is the Pshutish on this book perhaps, and which is the additional kavanah? So the Rav said, maybe there's a difference between Shachris and Arvis, and maybe the two blend in together to make one big kiyum. True, they're not the Yachim Zezer, but if you miss whatever comes first, let's say Myrus, the system is Myrus, Shachris, and Mincha, or the system is Shachris, Mincha, Myr, however you slice it, but if you miss the first Kriyas Mount, we won't tell them, don't bother saying the second one. Why? Because at least you'll have a partial team on the Sulam Mashal. The Rav Daniel HaBavli from Baghdad asked a lot of tashes to Rabbein Avram Ben Arambam. And the Rambam says on this, it says a lot of kashas that are printed in the Maita Nisim. There was a separate paper that was printed in Paris about 100 years ago that's called Maita Nisim. So they have all of the kashas of Rav Daniel HaBavli from Baghdad, what he asked to Rabbein Avram, and they have all the terutzim, what the Rabbein Avram answered, what his father should do. The Rav, and everything he would refer to this, he always makes the same fact. I don't understand, he was saying Yiddish, I don't understand why it's called Maita Nisim, the same one is making Nisim with Lord God. They just play, yes, kashas and against terutzim. On the first page, on the side block of the Maita Nisim, they tell you why. Because it was paid for by Mr. Nisim. who lived in Paris 100 years ago, and he paid for the printing of books. That's called Maita Nisim. This is Mr. Nisim's book. That's what it says on the side block. And the regular standard edition. The wrong time he never read the background. So he has, one of the catches he has is, how can the Rambam say that Chelis and Lavan and Tzitzis, Chelus and Lavan is one mitzvah, but the Rambam passage is like the Mishnah, that Chelus and Lavan is one mitzvah, and Rambam says Chelus, who wears tzitzis, you only have Lavan. They don't have any Chelus. And what if a person has tzitzis, he would die all the strings Chelus, they have no Lavan. So it's a Machloitis HaTanoim in the Mishnah, so Machloitis HaTanoim in the Rambam. So we ask him, at Chelus and Lavan is one Lavan and Rambam is one Chelus. So the Rambam is right in his rule. So whatever, they're not the Akhtim Zezeh, you have to count in his two mitzvahs, like Shalyam Shalosh. Even though there's a relationship, but still they're not matching the two mitzvahs. So why not count Chelus and Lavan as two mitzvahs? That's Rav Daniel HaBavli's kash. So for that, Rav Ben Avram Ben Aram answers in that sefer Ma'aseh Nisim. He says, my father didn't mean such an ironclad rule, whatever, Matzim, it's not Matzim. No, I meant that the cinema is over. Whatever the Matzim says, then there's one team on this floor. The Mitzvah Bishlimu says this. Whenever they're not Matzim, obviously it's two. But he says, by Chelus and Lavan, it's clear that it's one Mitzvah. It's the Mitzvah Tzitzis. These are two parts. The Mitzvah Bishlimu is Chelus and Lavan together. If you have one without, if you have Chelus without Lavan, Lavan without Chelus, they're not Matzim says this, but you're not yet saying the Mitzvah Bishlimu. Clearly, it's one Mitzvah Tzitzis. He said, you shouldn't take the rule so ironclad. That's what the Rav said, who has been honored by Kriyashma. Avad, if he missed Myris, he'd say Kriyashma and Shachris. Or if he missed Shachris, he'd say Kriyashma and Myris. Avad, then I'm Yachim Zezer. But the key on Mitzvah of having recited Kriyashma that day will be built to Ishlein. Will be Shalom Ishlein Musa. Why? The Mitzvah of Ishlein Musa is Kriyashma, Shachris, the Arvis together. Or Arvis and Shachris together. Whichever one is supposed to come first. And the Rav gave a drush about that. Which one he feels come first? It's something more in the first daf, but it says, the Mishnah first speaks about Arvin and then about Shachris, and you see that it's a series. Right, and first comes Arvin, and then comes Shachris. Okay, first comes Arvin, and then comes Shachris. So the Rav suggests the true, the Kriyash Mashal Arvin and the Kriyash Mashal Shachris. And Avi Achim says, but this case should be like the Chelus and the Lavan.
They're not the options as that, but if you'll only recite one without the other, you will only have the mitzvah shalom b'shalei musa. You have to have both together to have the mitzvah b'shalei musa. The Shabbos is very mitzvah b'shalei musa. And if you said Krishna one day, you didn't say the next day, I didn't say yesterday, I only said tomorrow, I just said today. So shalom b'shalei musa, what does one got to do with the other? You repeat Krishna, Shabbos ma'ariv, Shabbos ma'ariv, Shabbos ma'ariv, Kisei, the Leon of Wood. Why is that a mitzvah b'shalei musa? It's only b'shalei musa if you say like tennis and love, and this has something that the other one doesn't have, they complement each other. How does Shabbos have a complement? It's a repeat, it's a repeat. How do they complement? So he said, maybe the taisha is like this. Maybe the fourth kabbalah is in the pasuk aremes, where Rashi said, Hashem ushuva alkeinu achshav hu yiyah losigov Hashem echor, that's losigov. And Hashem echor, according to the Rambam, means the principle of yichud Hashem. But maybe the Iker Kavanah by Ma'ariv is supposed to be one, and the Iker Kavanah Shach is supposed to be the other. So maybe that's what the Gemara means to say over here. That V'hagit Pabreke Chazdecho, then we're not Kavanah, that by Ma'ariv we speak about things that are going to be in the future. So maybe by Ma'ariv, the Iker Kavanah in the Pasuk is not the way it was written up exactly. That's what it says over here in the Gemara. That the boy who wrote it up wasn't there by the Shia. I don't know if he was born.
Yeah.
I'm not even born at the time that the Rav said the Torah. But the Gemara seems to say, the way the first Chan says, that by Ma'ariv we speak about things that are going to be in the future, so the Iker Kavanah of Hashem Echor is speaking about the future. Mar says, love, by Yohi Hashem Echor. And by Shachris, the Iker Kavanah is Hashem Echor, the monotheistic principle. So maybe since there are two different Kavanahs in Hashem Echor, so maybe you have to have the complement of those together to have the mitzvah b'shalei musa. And even though true, they're not the Achim Zezet, but it's still the Amitzvah Shalom B'Shlimus. Maybe that's why the Rambam holds that it's counted as one mitzvah. So if that's the Pshat, then you have to go give a similar heads of like Korbanos from it and buy the Korbanos. I don't know exactly what you're going to say there, but this was part of the suggestion.
But still, if you put on one filling, you have a few Amitzvah Shalom.
There is a relationship because the first Quran Shal Yad and then Quran Shal Rosh. That's not fair to say. But there is a relationship shows that there is some kind of a conflict. That's also very difficult. There's a kasha on this explanation. The Rambam also counted as one, but you repeat them. Yeah, no kasha. Yeah. In fact, you don't count Kriya Shema, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or 7 mishnah.
The
question is, when we do the mitzvah, are we fulfilling 49 mitzvahs? Or is it one mitzvah? That's a deal in the Achrein. That's the first shot in Pesach. What it means, that Balayla we speak about what's in store in the future. Because the Simcha, hopes that there's going to be a light in the future. But yeah, you speak about the past, the wonderful things that Rosh Hashanah did in the past. Then Pesach is called Tsunami, based on a medrash, a different, and that's a different shot. When a person goes to sleep at night, he's all exhausted from the whole full day's work, that he has a moon and there are a bunch of them that he's going to give him his Nisham, and the Rosh Hashanah is going to give him back. Sometimes people go to sleep and they don't get back to Nisham. So when we go to sleep at night, so we talk about the Shabbos, he should trust him that he's going to be an honest shomer, and he's going to take on the shomer and give it back in the morning. And then in the morning when he gives it back, he doesn't give it back an exhausted body. He gives it back an invigorated body, all rested. So that's like if I break the chazefa, that's the chazefa. And he gives it back, usually he gives it back to the shomer. He gives it back the same tikkun. And if he gives it back a year later, it's probably worn out a little bit from age. But the Rosh Hashanah gives it back tomorrow morning. The Shana invigorated. The more you give, without being exhausted from
yesterday.
There's a different interpretation. I don't know, maybe some other reflection on that, but that's not what Tyson says. Tyson just says based on that medish. The Hajit Bahrek and Chazdecho, we thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the morning for giving us back our body in a better condition than it was when we went to sleep at night. And Menoscha Balevoi, that we have a moon in him, Balelos. We have a moon in him that is going to give us back the Tikkun in the morning when we hope we'll wake up.
We don't have to
get it back. That could be. See, but I think the other Rishonim quoted the Lord Yigiyah means that it's not tired anymore. Whatever.
Okay. On page 12.
להגיד בברגי חזך ולמלוס כבלו של אמונה שעבר יעשה אימונה בכל יום שואל מעקיד ויגיד במתיקות נשמצאים ביודו הוא מעשים אלה לילה בשבח in proof state שהנשם סלטוס היפוס they have omnil from the work hard work שזאת מיליון נוכל היום לרדיש פנוסה ובברגי הנשבס במלוכו in the morning you get back to the Shem, all rested, maybe it's possible to draw him, not like a shamer, a human being a shamer, he gives back to the cod in the same state or a little weaker. Shem has keep the other to cod, master also, it's much enough snowball, the problem here is the dog one.
He gets
worn out. But I've already told him, master also cod in the Shvach, go onward, it is in a better state, yeah. He seems to say that he's not tired, the Lord Yigi, I think he understood that he's not tired. And it could be that that's the Kavanah place. Without us working to...
Okay.
So what just says is that you have to have a different nusach. Baiteh, you have to say emes v'yatsis. And Balav, you say emes v'emunah. What exactly are we referring to, emes v'yatsis? And so much I'll tell us about what emes are referring to. The first one is emes v'yatsis and all. That's the basis of the funny shot. It goes over the first one, emes v'yatsis. So they say, you shouldn't interpret the last text. Merkoya, Hashkina, you shouldn't say, the first one is emes v'yatsis. That's ridiculous. It's a set. The statements that we said before, we absolutely believe in, that they're all true. It goes on Hadover. Ella doesn't go on to the Bani Shalom. Ella Koya Hadover Hazer. That's the Kosh of Shad.
So why do we say from the Kanya?
That's another thing, because we have a Pasuk. It doesn't know. The real pshat is, Ali Hashem Lekechem, period. Then you say, Emes V'yatsis, that's another sentence. But you should say them quickly together. You shouldn't treat this like Bein HaBrokin, that's the Mishnah and Nedger. You shouldn't treat it like a Bein HaBrokin. You should say quickly to add, to have an added gain here, that you say, Hashem Lekechem, Hashem Lekechem. But the real pshat is, Emes V'yatsis, Allah, what he taught to say so many times, Emes V'yatsis, not from the time of Rosh Hashanah. That's an Arichas Dvarim. When the big sitter, the Yitzhak Pilis sitter, he quotes that it was that Menashe Ilya was an evil. He lived in Dubna, the dying times of the Lord. I used to give all his original interpretations. He was a Malamite for little children, and he thought Gemara was his shot. Not Rashi, not that he gave it off shot. And they chased him out of town because they didn't like his wild shot. And then later, years later, when the Dubna shot the sitter with the Rabbeinu Hamahol, so they found, when they were preparing to Princeton, so they found years later in the Chief Sayyad, a lot of his shots said another Bishayim. It wasn't Rashi Tyson, it was another Bishayim. So he quotes even all out of Balabatim and Zulman. Didn't like him, but the Zulman Gaon always liked his Eluya Shechah. This was Rashi Eluya. So he had a comment that they quote that the Zulman Gaon appreciated, that Emes V'yatsis and Ocha V'kayim, etc., each word refers back to another Pasuk. Emes refers to the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yatsi refers to Baruch Shem, even though Baruch Shem is not a Pasuk, but it's a sentence that we insert. The Yatsi, the Nachman goes on the Apes Hashem Alkech B'chol Miyodecho. And the next one goes on Mahor Yad Goyim. On the first two, Drokin, in Kriya Shema, so there are 15 sentences. So each one refers back to one of those. So the Zulma Goyim thought that was Emes. That was Yatsi. They saw that was a very good shot. Then we're saying, Hadava Hazeh, Olei Mil Yaluk Lodin. We absolutely stand behind every Pasuk that we say. Because the Ikra Kriya Shema, is the first two parshas. The third parshas are different myths from the first and son. So we're saying the principles of Amunah that are contained in the first two parshas, we stand behind them and we leave out the truth that they're true. This is interesting. This is interesting because in the... let's take a look back. In the next Mishnah, on Yud Gimel and Aleph, the Mishnah has it in that in the middle of davening, sometimes you're permitted to be Gnostic. Sometimes you commit it to the Masjid. This is quote, so here's the place. The second place is on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Diba Masjid, the Emsa. This quote is the Gemara and Yuma, Yud Tesan and Beis. The Gemara comments are very cryptic statement. Gemara says, the Yuma, the Dibart of Bum should cover his efforts. It says, the Dibart of Bum, so the Gemara has a drush, the Dibart of Bum, the Lord of Tzimah. What does that mean, the Dibart of Bum, the Lord of Tzimah? What does that mean? So there's different shots in the Rishon, everybody has another shot. Very strange Gemara. Some Rishonim say to be Barta Bom, the Lord of Tzvila, that in Kriya Shema, Yafas Dibur, Hashi Yashmi Ali Ozma, Vachatzchila. The Yevet is a Machlegi Satanan, did he ever lose Tashmi Ali Ozma, Ofi Shaloi Yashmi Ali Ozma, even though you wish for this.
But the Chachil, you have to be much more yotz, because that's the Dibarta. But the Dibarta, when you die, the Shemana Esrei, there isn't even a requirement to Chachil to be much more yotz. Other rather, the Zohar, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Zohar, that it is proper to die, the Shemana Esrei, so loud, that you should be much more yotz. And then, it's much more yotz that I should hear. And then, does the Zohar worse, if I die so loud that someone else can hear, that's even worse, I'm with all the backup on it, and even if I don't have that money, and the Baruch Shalom that he doesn't hear me, if I'm going to daven softly, I say so loud, it's an indication he has a lack of amunah, whatever, that's one pshat that the Rishonim have. Rashi refers to such a pshat, the Dibar Tavamba, Rashi Yuma, the Dibar Tavamba, like the Tzilah, that a Shemana Esrei, you don't have to be much, there isn't even a Mechat Tzilah, that you have to be much more Yozma. And now the Rishonim say that that's absolutely not what it means, because it's not true, because since you have to daven, you have to pronounce the words, here about the Dibar Tavamba, you have to be much more Yozma, Mechat Tzilah. That's why you won't know Rabbi Soloveitchik, who was always very machbid about that when he was down to the Balakash, he had always been machbid to be Mashmiel Yozno, but he couldn't always tell exactly how loud he was. He was down so loud, the boys would think that he's making a Kedusha. They didn't realize that was the Tzila Balakash. That was the Tzila Balakash. He was down so loud, everybody would hear the place from doing down to the Balakash. Because it did, because there are other Rishonim who disagree with that pshat. Oh no, that you have to be Mashmiel Yozno, and even Shemana Esrei also. Sometimes it's hard to be Mashmiel Yoznov. Exactly, that's the RCD and other people can hear. So sometimes I'm not to be Mashmiel Yoznov, even if other people will hear a little bit. So what's the shot? The guys are vulnerable. So the Rishonim have other interpretations. The Taisha has this interpretation. With the guys are vulnerable, the Taisha is, I'm a make Yezn and Nitzin Krishna. The guys are vulnerable. You're committed to be Mashmiel in the middle of Krishna. But you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Like a balatur, see that? See, this is not taishu. The bar tzavon, you're allowed to be mastic in the middle of Krishna, but it's the taishu says that drasha is the basis of the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you, if you're in the middle of Kriyashma, when are you allowed to be mastic for what? You're allowed to say good Shabbos to someone who walks in, or they say good Shabbos to you, or good morning. You're allowed to answer them back. Nation is now coming down here, what's the this? So there are different details in the Mishnah. So part of the details in the Mishnah are that we distinguish between Bein HaProkim as opposed to Bein HaPeres. That Bein HaProkim, if you finish, you finish the chapter and you're going to start the next Peres in Kriyat Shema, or you finish the first bracha, let's say, Yotzer HaMoyrei, and you're about to begin. Rabo. So that's Bein HaProkim. So that you have a stronger hesed, there's a better hesed, there's more reason to be mastic there, then to allow you to be mastic then chapter, if you're in the middle of a chapter, if you're in the middle of a brother, so there is also a hesed, according to one time, there's also a hesed to be mastic, but less of a hesed. So the Mishnah tells you what's called Bein HaProkim, that there's in between the first brother and Kriyash and the second brother, in between the second brother and Shema Yisrael, in between the Tzach Mav, Zuz, Bechav, and Sherech, Bahayoy, and Shemola, in between Vayyim, and Yimeh, and Erechem, as the end of Shema Yisrael, then Bayonna, and then in between Bayonna, and then in the Yatsin. Ani Hashem HaKerchem, period. That's the end of Kriyat Shema. Then you say, end of the Yatsin, the little brother. And then comes the time and he disagrees. Rabbi Aimer, in the Mishnah on the fourth wide line, said, Rabbi Aimer, let me see how to love Yatsin. You know how to be Mastik, even though it's really Bein HaProkim. You're not permitted to be Mastik there because the Tosik in Yecheskel describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem HaRakim Memes, whatever that means, the Ramah Tos Kata, that we try to put together Ami Hashem HaKechem and Emes V'yatsa. Really, the Pshat is Ami Hashem HaKechem is the end of the Pasuk and Emes V'yatsa goes together, but you should also put this together. Right. So therefore, what status does it have? Let's say I just finished Kriyat Shema and I said Ami Hashem HaKechem and I didn't begin yet Emes V'yatsa. I didn't begin Emes V'yamun. So the Tanakh kind of holds in the Mishnah that it has the status of Bein HaProkim, and we talk from like Rabbi Yehuda that it has the status of, does not have the status of Bein HaProkim. What status does it have? Emsafer. So whatever hesed you have, the Emsafer you have here, Poshup Shat. So comes the Ramach, Rabbi Meir HaKoyim, Ramach Lord HaTokas on the Ram. Comes the Ramach and he says, no, you're not permitted to be Mastik at all. Alright, I can understand if that's all he would say, not there. Because the Pasuk in Yechezkel says Hashem Elokim Emes, and you want to say over here, Ani Hashem Elokim Emes. You're going to have the hefsek that you have the emsa teres. It's a right initiative, and you're not going to say together Hashem Elokim Emes. So don't be mad, but he doesn't say that. He's not mad. He says just like in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to be mad at all. Just like in the middle of Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Emes, and the Chod, you're not allowed to be mad at all. In the middle of any other Pasuk, we treat it like emsa teres. Emsa teres is the same as emsa teres.
And that's the middle of that's the middle of a syllable in the middle of a clause. You have to finish that clause and then be mastic. But the middle of the pasuk, he has the standard for them to have there. So he says, but in the middle of pasuk, Mishnah Shmai Yisrael, you're not permitted to be mastic like in the middle of Shmai Esrei. So Ali Hashem Elokei Chemendez has the same status as pasuk Mishnah and Tzilo. What's the hesitant to that? And he sounds like he's saying it to a different part. He sounds like he's saying, where do we say that in pasuk Mishnah is Kabbalah from Achash Shamayim, then you have no head to have sofer. And Shmai Esrei is also Oymit B'Snei Amela. Shmai Esrei is B'Snei Amela. That's the equivalent to Kabbalah of Mashmai, not of the Mashmai at all. There's no have to have Sukkah there at all. So he says, Emes, Ani Hashem Lokechem, Emes, has the same status as prosecution. What's the Dukna has the same status? The way Rabbi Nachman Ilya says, it makes sense. If you say that every word, all of the 15 words, all the 15 Kabbalahs from before, that the first word Emes goes back to Shema Yisrael. So that's what he said, just like you're not permitted to be mastic in the middle of Pasuk Rishon, this has the same status as Pasuk Rishon. This has the same status.
Can I get some
Shachmashat?
Because the
Tafsir one has been... No. The Tafsir is called the Yeshma Parshim, the Emes Biyatzit, the Shina is Emes Biyatzit. The Tafsir says, that's not true. Emes Biyatzit, that's over there. All of the Sedis and Muna that we said before, we believe in 100%. Adavra Azir. So what is Adavra Azir? So Emes means the first pasuk that we said we must love. The Yatza means the second pasuk we said we believe in. The Yadach and the third pasuk we said everything we believe in. So since the first word is Mechulin Kenegat, Pasuk Rishon, that's the same status as Pasuk Rishon. So there's also a repeat of Kabbalah from Achashman. Maybe that's what he means. So he writes that cryptic motion. He says that between Ani Hashem Elokech and Memes has the same status as Pasuk Rishon as Shmai Esrei. That is Kabbalah from Achashmai, not Radi Masri. What kind of Kabbalah from Achashmai? Well, the 15 are Kabbalah from Achashmai. Adavar Azim is not only the first word. Sam, maybe that's what he means. Well, the Pashto says Tesis is assuming that the Pashto is not the right and still, but if I the bomb, the Pashto says he has a head to have took it. And he knocked in the middle of the silver yellow. Why is my soul your poor? Then he says, I'm not going to send a Pashto. So why can't, no, it's my soul colon. I'm not going to send a Pashto. Why can't he be knocked in the middle of the my soul? I don't know if he may, but half day. Some have said half day, so I'm not careful. Then you can do it. Half day. The fellow that's not as one floor. So you can't be mastered there. Okay. That's why they can go to say not the medical mastered, so to what? I mean, at the end of the fiesta, yeah, that's how they're on master. That it's more common than them to have the status of prosecution. And others don't disagree. They say, no, it's considered prosecution. Considered them to have. Okay. So that was the first memory that the Rabbi Bachanin, the father said the name of. Now it's called Biyamah. Mm-hmm. No, I thought I mentioned that was a different Kriya. By mistake, you said Emes Biyatzit at night. Emes came in the morning, sir. So. There's nothing instead of saying Abba Son instead of Abba Rabba. He's good for Yom Balak. But the son of the Yom Balak is with the Yom Balak. But the second Baruch Hu came out the same. The first Baruch Hu is a major difference. The first Baruch Hu is whether the major stress is on Yom Balak or Yom Balak or Yom Balak. If you switch that, the Gemara is in the same idea. If you switch to Abba Rabba, Abba Sarim, the son of the Yavid, I would assume that you would be Yavid. Some of you would be Yavid. You say it, but you say it by Shachar and by Mara. You say it, and you say it, and you say both. You say it, you see it from Shachar, and you say it, and you say it, and you say it, and you say it, and you
When a person davens Shemana Esrei, the Gemara has later on that there are four specific points in the Shemana Esrei that a normal person has to be koreya. Morgan Avraham, the beginning, Baruch HaTashem, you have to be Korean, Baruch HaTashem, Morgan Avraham. And then Moedim and Atav Shimcha Lachan Rav Ha'Ozis. Those are the four places. What if the person wants to be Korea more? So the Gemara says that it's not good. The Mishnah Berurah says that Moedim is different. That's what we're going to have to learn in Gemara now. Exactly here. Moedim is different. So he says, when you're Korea, Nishman Esrei, Kishu Korea, three out of the four, the Kri is Zamarin Tei Baruch Atah Hashem. And the fourth one is Moedim, the third out of the four, is Moedim, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Moedim Anachnu, but then you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem. So he says, whenever you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Kishu Korea, Korea the Baruch, you have to do, have your head down when you say Baruch Atah. And you have to be Zoke prior, before you say the Shema Hashem, Kishu Zoke, Zoke to Shem. He should be standing up erect at the time that he says the Shema Hashem. Remember the din is that when you're Dalish Manasseh, it has to be Bamidah. Bamidah means you have to be standing up. You're not permitted to be in another position when you're Dalish. It's not proper to be leaning over. To lean over. Let's say, I see sometimes the Chazon, when he's looking, so the Chazon doesn't want to look at the client's hands. So he leans over with a talus like this. It's not right. It's just like a Korean. The Dalish Manasseh, it's not right. Yes, that's what Tosafot points out, that those people who do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that they like to daven the Shmoneh Esrei, b'shchiyah, leaning down, they said b'shchiyah, but they have to be careful when they come to the Baruch Atah Hashem, the end of all the brachas, they shouldn't be leaning over. Only those brachas where you have to be mishtachaber, then mishtachaber, you're not permitted to be korea by any other brachas. And if I say something in the middle of the brachas, it's okay. The sanitizer means to be Maruk Havana. They do it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to enhance their Havana. Shalach, no, whatever. It's not that difficult. The Pashtus is that it's not right. Pashtus is not right even in the middle of the Brahma, because the din is that the Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be decided by Mizra. I mean, it means the Tkifa. The person should be standing erect. And there are more quotes from Achleikis Achleinim, whether the Tkifa means, what if that's in Yuluah? When a person will shuckle, do the Shmoneh Esrei, is he permitted to shuckle or not? There are more quotes from Achleikis, and he says, no. That it's not proper to shuckle, only when you say Nishem Hashem. But that person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Yechai Le'am Yisrael. If you say Baruch Atah, when you say Hashem, you shuckle a little bit. But the Pasuk says, it's a Shri Nichatu. The Pasuk in Malachi. When you say Nishem Hashem, you say to the Chavilla, Nichatu, he has a little moira. He trembles, he has a little fear and a little bit of tremble. But that's what the Ramah writes, that it's not proper to shuckle. It's not the other told that you may shuckle in other Shmoneh Esrei. But the Ramah Pasuk does not. If you say that meaning, because the Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be Bamidah, Bamidah means, they're standing up. That's what it says in the Nanur.
You
don't make an Nanur of Hashem.
No, that's not
Shmoneh Esrei. Why? I don't make an Nanur of Hashem. That's not Shmoneh Esrei. And the Shabbat also shows that the Hazan and Yonim are ready to kneel down on the floor. When he says, Aleinu, when you say, Achan, Om, Om, Mazara, he's not allowed to kneel down on the floor. So the meaning of the is that the Chazan doesn't walk around.
No,
but they move away. No, but what does Allah can do? Okay, just like we're supposed to do the same for the Chazan, but Allah says, no, there's an added problem. What's the added problem? Well, the Chazan not allowed to bow down aside from Ebn Maskus. The solution that we have for the Ebn Maskus problem doesn't help for the Chazan. Why not? Because the Chazan has an added problem. So what's the added problem? So the problem in the first Moshe Chanoch says the added problem with the Chazan is the states will not have to keep the seat together. So they're going to stop kneeling down, how can you keep the seat together? So that's where the Hazarim have the trick. That they jump away, they jump, they hold the two feet together and they jump backwards, forwards and backwards. Or they don't jump, but they take away the shender and they dive down on the floor. So the Rav always used to point out, when he used to give the Darshan, I said, Mitzvah always used to point out, the fans hear from the story that the Taz talks about, that you're not permitted to walk around in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The Chazan takes Shmoneh Esrei. He's not allowed to walk around. The Sheber is not standing Shmoneh Esrei, so they can walk and do whatever they want. But the Chazan is standing Shmoneh Esrei, he can't walk. But that's only half of the story. The Tekenim on the Shmoneh Esrei says more to it than that, that even if the Chazan is standing on the same spot, and he doesn't walk away at all, he takes away the standing and kneels down, doesn't jump forward back with anything. He keeps the sleeping in the same place. But the problem is that Shmoneh Esrei has to be recited by Midah. That's not by Midah. He says part of the Shmoneh Esrei is laying down on the floor. But Ka'an Abraham and Aleinu and Achmed Tzadim is part of the Shmoneh Esrei. So all Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be recited by Midah. But it wasn't, it wasn't the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. It wasn't about Midah. The Kaibaba wasn't about Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, so we have the minute that we bow down on the floor, but the Ramah says that you shouldn't allow the Chazan to do it.
The Chazan shouldn't bow down at all.
Except the Ramah.
Yeah, all Chazan is that.
Yeah.
What about when they Duchim, and the Kohen is bowing, and he wants to do something, but he's also some kind of a trick, something.
Yeah, that's right. The Chazan really should stand by me the whole time. He shouldn't be in any other position. The other thing is to be by me. There should be in a shock. Only by the same Hashem, the shock. And that he shouldn't walk away also?
The book
says he's
the only claim.
No, there's no. Right, that's one, not the other. None of the Chazan listen to what it says in any part of the Chazan didn't listen to anyone. So the Gemara adds it in, when a person does the Kriya by Baruch Atah Hashem, he should be Kaleh when he says Baruch Atah, and before he says Hashem Hashem, he should be good. My time of the Rav, how much more my time of the Rav? How does Rav know this then? The Sev Hashem, Zekes, Kisufim. When you say B'Shem Hashem, you should be in an erect position. Take one day for the Shabbat Pasuk Chaker, Dipnei Shmi Nichatu. When he says B'Shem Hashem, he's in a position of Hachno. The mind law, what kind of a position? That's what the Ramah, based on this Pasuk, says, you shouldn't shuffle in the middle of Dabbling and Dabbling Shmanet, only when you say B'Shem Hashem. So the Gemara understood over here, what it means B'Shem Hashem, Nichatu. When he says B'Shem Hashem, he should be in a position of Hachno. Still being bowed down. When he says Baruch Atah Hashem, he should say B'Shem Hashem, decree it. The Gemara says, now, mix it, Bishmi Nichatu, as he says, B'Shem Hashem. These are the state of Hachno. This Nesh mix it. Prior to pronouncing B'Shem Hashem, the Gemara is using the word Nisne, this is the word Nisne. Nisne is Sam Nisne, that's how Rashi. Prior to mentioning B'Shem Hashem, he should be in a state of Hachno, but then he should be very proven by the time he says B'Shem Hashem.
Okay, Nisne or Nisne, Nisne
before.
Nisne before.
Yes. But over here, Nisne Shmi means before saying the same Hashem. Amalei Shmuel Lechiyah Barav, Shmuel told the son of Rav, Barurion usually means like either the son of a Talmud Chacham, or it means you are a Talmud Chacham, like
That you should have the Kriya should be done in two steps.
Yeah.
When a person is saying Shema Esther, you should say Baruch like this, and Atah, you should go like this, you divide the Kriya into two parts. And then when you come up, the Gemara says another day, you do this keep also in two steps. When he's down like this, so then you should go like this, and then go like this, slowly. He goes like this down, it should be quicker you want, and he goes up, you should go slowly, but you should do it in two stages. The going down should be in two stages, and the going up should be in two stages. That's what they quote from the Amidah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out, that the standing over should be in two stages, only when you have Baruch, Atah, Hashem. When you say Baruch, then you bend your knees, you stand straight, then you like this. Atah, you go like this. When you say Baruch, Atah, there's no Baruch, Atah, so you just bow down straight. Yeah, it says before the Shem Hashem.
Yeah,
after
the Shem Hashem, but not by law.
Baruch, Atah, the law. And Mechaber has a different. Mechaber says you're just like in Moedim Deraisa, it's on the 6th. Just like in why is this Moedim Deraisa, that's Moedim Deraisa? The Gerset, you know, the Pila quote. that the Gemara Seifa says when the Chazan says Maidin, so the Tzibu should say something wrong. Otherwise it's Yira Kekaifa. The Chazan says, let's all say Haidor. And they just stand there, they don't say anything. So it says you should say wrong with the Chazan. What did you say wrong? The this Amar is a Dismus of the other Amar is a Dismus of 5 or 6 Mitzvahs. We have to practice that we say the whole Mitzvah of everything all together. That's like four Maidin de Rabbanu, the Maidin of all of the Amar put together. That's like Maidin de Rabbanu. Not that this is Maidin de Raisin, that's Maidin de Rabbanu. So all the writings of the Rabban means that this is the combination of this course. So the Ramah, the Mechaber writes, just like when you say Moedim in the Shemana Esrei, you bow down at the beginning and you bow down at the end, the Tchim of Esau, how you talk to the Tchim of Esau, bow down at the beginning, Moedim, bow down at Tavshim Kolokan Aloidus, so the same as in Moedim the Rabbanan. Baruch Kel Ha'odah, the same as at Tavshim Kolokan Aloidus, in the beginning of Moedim is the same. The fact that this is the fact that quotes the Yerushalmi, that the Tzibur is supposed to recite Maidim de Rabbanan slowly, simultaneously with the Chazan reciting his Maidim, and they should finish with him. So they'll bow down at the end when he's bowing down at the end. And I kind of import him when he says Allah Nisim. So they have to say very, very, very slowly to finish at the end at the same time as So that's the issue that the Gemara raises. The Gemara says, how can you possibly say something at the same time the Chazan was davening? How will you hear the Chazan? Because it requires that the Chazan has to say Maidim out loud. The Gemara writes that it's not proper that the Chazan have a minute, that they don't say Maidim out loud. They say it quietly. So he said it's against the same against the Gemara says that. I'm bringing some measure. The Gemara says you have to say the whole Maidim out loud. And the Gemara says, a problem. How can we say Maidim out loud? While the Chazan is saying Maidim, how are we going to hear? The Gemara says, you can hear. The Chazan should say loud, and we should say softly, and we'll be able to hear. And that's what the Gemara introduces the topic when the Quran and Dukhan, some communities they used to say Tzukim. Tzukim that are printed on the side. So the Gemara allowed someone to recite those Tzukim. So the Gemara allowed you permitted to recite Tzukim. You're supposed to pay attention to the Bracha that the Quran is reciting. So if you're saying Tzukim at the same time you're saying the Bracha, how is it going to work? So the Gemara says, just like it works by Mother Rabbana, you can pay attention and say it at the same time. So the same is true by Dukhaning also. If you're really doing it. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that by Dukhaning you're not talking, you shouldn't say the Tzukim. So the Rishonim says, so how come we have it printed as our Machzor? But they say you're supposed to look at it to be Ma'arid, but you're not supposed to say the truth. But by the Moedim de Rabbanan, it's like that you should say it very softly, and the Chazan should say the Moedim very loudly, so we'll be able to hear every word that he says.
The Ikar is to bow down when the Chazan says Moedim. We should bow down.
So if he does that thing, Moedim from the Shemana Esrei is also good.
The same way you did the Shemana
Esrei? Yeah, so he's saying it's part of his
Shemana Esrei. He doesn't have to hurry up, he's the same way you did
the Shemana Esrei. Knowing that I'm going to miss Kiddush, I'm going to miss Amin Efka, I'm going to miss bowing down when the Chazan says Moedim. But the Ikar brought this about that. They said, what's the problem? In the middle of Shemana Esrei, you can also bow down. He says, yeah, but you're not supposed to. It's preferable that you shouldn't bow down. You're supposed to bow down when you're not in the middle of Shemana Esrei. But if I'm in the middle of Shemana Esrei, the same words, the same as the Chazan. I'll say Maidim. I'll say the same Maidim that he's saying. I'll bow down and say the same Maidim that he's saying. I'll say Maidim that he's saying. Yeah. You're not going to tell the same kind of
Yeah,
that's
sort of
not like that. They should say softly and pay attention to the...
Okay. By bending your neck, by going down or by jumping. You're supposed to bend your neck when you bend down.
When you come up, it's good. When you go down, so you go down in 2 stages. First you do the knees without the neck. Then you stay up, you close this bend over the whole body, but take the foot and the top of the organization, the shame that you show me.